Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The third baseman, Minnie Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground for an out. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenhart throws the ball into Carrasquel, who relays the ball to Fox, who tags Zerniel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fain scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zerilla moves to third. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zerilla scores. Sheely moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso juggles the ball. That's an error on Minoso. Majeski scores. Astroth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Joost. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheely strikes out. Astroth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sheely out. One out. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Howie Judson. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dillinger moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 3 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarilla moves to second. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarilla scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri pinch runs for Bud Sheely. Jim Busby pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.